Do we have to do that whole book?
No!
Are you sure?
You'd be surprised. This is just all... This is just all...
Do you have to go through that whole book, Jan?
No.
You're lying to me.
Fine, this is fun.
Oh, wow.
Okay. Alright, this... You call this a duplex.
Right.
You live in a duplex. Okay. Now, your parents don't live in a duplex.
Right.
How would you describe what they live in?
They have a house or a home.
What distinguishes that from being a house rather than this being a duplex?
Because this is more an apartment. It's just side by side with another apartment. Whereas a house is single and only one family would live in that.
Okay. Have you ever heard of more than one family living in one house?
Yeah, communes.
Well, that's not what
that's
I meant.
That's not what you want.
No, I meant by different floors.
Oh, yeah, apartments.
Yeah.
Is that what you mean?
Yeah. Well, I know, well, see, you've never been to New England, but up there they have like three families living, one family on top of another family on top of another family. It's one house. Have you ever seen that?
No.
You'd never want
it. Not in Dalton.
So you'd never even use the word. So.
Right.
Okay. All right. What kind of building would you store, say, corn in if you lived on a farm or store anything in?
Probably a barn.
And if you specifically stored corn, would you put that in the barn also, or would you have a special place for that?
I have no idea. It probably has to dry out, but I to feed the hogs or something.
Would you have a name for a building that you might store grain in? No. Okay. All right. The upper part of the barn, where they sometimes keep hay.
That's the hayloft.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
That's okay.
Oh, well, whatever you call it. Okay, when you first cut the hay, what do you do with it?
Put it in the bales, I guess. I don't know.
All right, do you know any names for small piles of hay that are raked together? Sometimes you see them as decorations.
Haystacks?
Yeah, you might see them as decorations at Thanksgiving and everything. Haystacks? Okay, where would you keep your cows?
I'd keep them in the barn.
All right.
Or out in the field.
All right, besides the barn, would you ever have a special place where you would milk cows outside?
God.
Would you ever milk cows, first of all?
I never have. I have no idea.
That's fun.
That's terrible. I'm a city girl.
Where would you keep your hogs and pigs?
In a pig pen, I guess.
Okay. Alright, now, once you've milked the cows, you might send them away to a place where they might make them into other dairy products. To refine them, you know, you just don't drink milk. Where would you call this place that you might send them away?
Unless it was to the dairy.
Okay. To the where?
Dairy.
Okay. That's fine, I didn't hear you. Okay. What did you call the place around the barn where you might let the cows and the mules and the other animals walk around?
Are they fenced in?
Mm-hmm.
They're still fenced in?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Okay. All right.
I have no terms for country
living. If you let them out to graze,
Yeah,
would you call it out to graze, or would you put them out?
I'd probably let them out into the field, them graze on the grass in the field.
Okay. Would this be fenced in to you?
Not really.
No.
If you had at the very end of the property, probably, but they'd have a large area to be able to walk.
What would you call this large area?
That's my field.
Your field? Okay. Okay.
My land.
Okay.
How about that?